For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Yo, yo, what up, what up, what up, what up, what up, though? Welcome to the Ball Hawk Show podcast. I'm your host, Amaya Hawkins. Appreciate you taking time out of your day to listen to the latest episode or view the latest episode because, you know, we live streaming right now on the X app, Facebook, and YouTube. Make sure you subscribe to the YouTube channel, the Ball Hawk Show podcast. Let me send some alerts out right quick and we can get this started because we got to recap the NCAA Women's Elite Eight games that took place last night at 7 and 9 o'clock. Frankie, what's good with you? Both games, very entertaining. I think after you watched the first game, you was pretty much tired. Man, when you see a shorty shooting from the logo repeatedly, and then you get back to regular basketball, it ain't even fair, man. Like Caitlin is box office, man. Caitlin Clark is box office. She's advertised like, hey, man, you got to go watch her play some shape, form, or fashion, whether you go to the game live or you watch it on TV. But she's not going to disappoint you. Before we get started with this episode, it's sponsored by Aber Insurance. Go to Aber Insurance for all your insurance needs. That's home, business, auto, life insurance, the great people at Able Insurance.net, man. Check them out. Get your affordable policy. They'll work with you. Tell them the Ball Hawk sent you so y'all can serve folks. Shut the hell up, Juice, while you're on the road, because you insured now. You know what I'm saying? Salute to Believe Network. As you see, the banners right there. The Ball Hawk Show is a part of the Belief Network umbrella. A lot of dope sports podcasts under the umbrella, so make sure you check that out, Believe.com, BLEAV.com. So this show, man, I'm trying to like really just make this 60 minutes. Yesterday's show was like 2 hours. I just uploaded that. I got to upload other parts of my man, the players rep, Robert T. Green's, his one-on-one interview. So I got a lot of content that's being uploaded as far as audio. But then video wise, the Robert T. Green interview is going to be released video wise. I'm releasing little snippets. I released one snippet, with him talking about the NIL and, you know, how people can't do what he do. So check that out. It's on my YouTube channel. I also shared it on Facebook and the X app. It's like a 2-minute video. Check that out, man. And that was before we even quote started the show. That was him talking spicy like that. And he did it for 2 hours. And oh, buddy, was it fun, just sitting back and letting him rap. But let's go ahead and jump right into the first game, man. Our versus LSU. It's a rematch from last year's national championship. We know the storyline. Good versus evil. Caitlin's considered good. Angel Reese considered evil. Not to me, but just the perception of the world. You know, you got the loudmouth trash talker versus the small town hero. That's, you know, that's like the buildup. It's like Rocky and Apollo. This is basically a Rocky movie. That's what it was. This is a Rocky movie. So, my bad. I was reading the text. So, you know, coming out the gates, man, Caitlin came out doing what she do, trying to see who was checking her. Everybody that was checking her from LSU was barbecue chicken. Bless their little hearts. They tried. But when you're in your bag, you're in your bag. You know, everybody wanted to fly Jade to check Caitlin, and it didn't matter, man. Respectfully, it didn't matter who was checking her yesterday. I mean, unless you was blitzing her and trying to trap her as soon as she came across half court, you could try to, you know, check her full court all you wanted, but they would have screened you to death. I was screens for her. Not saying she need a screen, but it's smart. High screen and roll. High screen and roll. Are you going under the screen? You going over the screen? You go over the screen, now you're on my hip. Now I'm going to be under control, see what my big going to do. If you're going to help from the weak side, I'm going to kick it to that corner. You're going to try to rotate over. I'm going to skip past it. Her basketball IQ is top tier. Shout out to my man T. Roy. Her basketball IQ is top tier. So we all can really jump out here and say, you know, coach should have did this, coach should have did that. Bro, she was hitting shots from like 27, 28 feet, 26 feet. She was, I mean, bro, do y'all realize she was hitting like step back, like sidestep shots? I don't even want to call them step backs because she really won't stepping back on a dribble. She was just sidestepping, letting it fly. You know what I'm saying? So as far as HVL, yo, Hannah from Louisville that came to LSU, here's my one thing about her. She can't help that shorty was shooting in her face. The one thing she can help, in my opinion, this is just my only gripe with HBL. This is my only gripe. Why you wasn't attacking her when she was on defense? She was playing you like you was Rajon Rondo. She was playing you like you was Russell Westbrook. She was playing you like teams used to play a young Michael Jordan. She was underneath the three-point line, not respecting your ability to shoot the three. At Louisville, you was a bona fide bucket getter, a sniper. You came out and actually hit your first three last night. You know, so anytime your big was posting up on the block, if the defender's not respecting your jumper, that entry pass is very difficult. It's very difficult. But if you show, like, here's the thing. If a big from Iowa wants to post up, that entry pass is going to be a lot easier because they have to play up on Caitlin Clark because they know she can shoot the ball. I just felt like maybe HVL is like a catch and shoot guard, but I don't know what it is. Like all year just watching her play, man, it's like she lost her offensive powers. Like the Monstars just came and stole her offensive powers. They really did. It was just sad. It really was, bro. You know, man, look, I'm going to say this again. It didn't matter who LSU had checking Caitlin last night. Bro, she hitting from the parking lot. From the parking lots. Bruh. Now, I will say this. Rebecca Lobo pointed this out. I even picked up on this, but it was refreshing to hear a former great who was on that stage say what I was thinking. Every time Caitlin went to the right, she was either going downhill or layup. So she was going to drive to the basket or she was playmaking. But anytime she wanted to shoot, she may start right, but she hit you with the, like the, uh-oh, she'll yank it on you. And then she'll sidestep real quick and get the shot up. You know what I'm saying? HVO isn't good when the offense runs through her. She was off the ball at Louisville. I agree with that. Like, That's the only thing about transferring, bro. When you're a bona fide bucket getter and you transfer to a new team or a new program, like when you transfer, will the coach allow you to still be you? Because if now you're the primary ball handler, because you're not going to ask Flo Jada to now be the primary ball handler. If you ask, what's her name, Williams, it's going up if she get the ball. She a mid-range assassin. So you had HVL being the facilitator. That ain't her game, bro. That's why I can't. That's why, like, when people joking her because she did the shrug. Like, what you want me to, like, she like, what you want me to do? Dog, she hit about 4 threes dead in her face. You know what I'm saying? Last Terapoa should have started. Didn't she get cooked too? She, matter of fact, Clark made her stagger 2 times in a row and then hit a 3 in her face. Oh, yeah, I remember her too. She was the first victim. Oh, yeah. She had her out there on ice skates too. And we can't act like Flauje won't get cooked by the, not cooked, that's disrespectful. But we can't act like she gave her like 15. Let me look at the stats right quick so I could be accurate, man. Because like what I'm trying to tell y'all is for everybody kept want to see Flo on her, it's like, yo, Flo's, the girl that Flo was checking was getting buckets on her. Like, what we doing? We all like, she was shutting down the person she was checking. It didn't matter. Sorry. Sorry, Martin. Just don't want to go to Arizona. Mm-mm. Come on, man. Give me the scores from yesterday, ESPN. You act right. All right. Sorry, Martin. I just didn't want to go to Arizona. What the heck? What is this that's coming out? Man, I'm about to go back to my phone. What the heck is this computer? My bad, man. All right, here we go. This is not even a tournament game. Like, man, let me go. I'm going to use my phone, man. My computer is acting stupid. Stupid computer. You're just stupid. Huh? Like Dick Greg used to say, huh? Let's see what y'all saying. She a better ball handler and can get the ball in the post better. Something happened with her yesterday, though, bro. Didn't she get, like, foul trouble or something? Yeah, but with Paul, like, here's my thing. Regardless, this is with anybody. This is not Caitlin Clark. Anytime somebody could get buckets, you got to threaten them on the other end. It's like when shout out to my man, Gilbert Arenas, but he was saying like, he was joking. Who was he saying? Oh, he was saying like Nick Young, and you know they was playing the Heat, and Dwayne Wade, you know, was on the court, and he was like, Nick, man, anytime Wade scores, you got to go down and take shots right at him. Like, we got to tire him out on defense. And it makes a lot of sense. And that's the same thing with Caitlin. It's like, you just can't let her rest on defense. She was just standing like this, looking around, and playing the passing lanes on the weak side. You know? Poa has been on minute restrictions since she got a concussion. Well, you answer the question then. If she don't... Bruh, sometimes I don't even got to say nothing. Y'all remember things and correct you. I think you correcting yourself, so I appreciate that right there. You know what I'm saying? Let's see the box score. For an hour. 41 from Clark. Martin had 21. Guess who was checking Martin? The person y'all want to check in Caitlin. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. Let's see. They were supposed to let her get hers, but stop everyone else. Well, exactly. Oh, thank you, Paul. I mean, as soon as I lift my head up, you said what I just read. Flo Assignment had 21. So the young lady who can rap, that's nice on the offensive end, that y'all want to check in, Caitlin, gave up 21. Today, second leading. I think she's the second leading scorer, but I know she take the second most shots after Caitlin. She take 9 shots a game. Caitlin take 22. No, I think she should have started and played more minutes. If she on minutes restrictions, bro, how she going to start and play more minutes? That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. If you just acknowledge when I asked why she went on the floor, it's because she on minutes restriction. How is that going to work out? That's all I'm saying, Brody. I think we kind of talking ourselves into why she wasn't on the floor, because maybe she was still on those restrictions. You know what I'm saying? And she was sick too. Well, there you go. Paul C says she. Who was sick? Kate or Paul? My man Prospect, man, salute to you, Prospect. Would you agree that she hurt the team more than she helped them in the position and role they at? Yeah, that asking her to be the facilitator hurt the team more. Absolutely. Because they was playing 4-on-5 on offense. Nah, she won't guard no number 3. She was guarding Kate. Nope. She won't guard no. Nope. We ain't doing that. She was guarding Kate. Number 20. She won't guard no number 3. Hell no. Nah. Well, number 3 has 16. So it ain't even her average. So we could say, okay, let's say she guarding number three came in averaging 8 points a game. She doubled that. So, hey, Haley was sick. Man, better sit your ass down. You ain't sick if you out there, Jeef. You know? The girl who was playing the 3, bruh, how are we going to know who was playing the 3? We're looking at box scores. It don't matter. Look, bro, I know she won't check in Marshall. Mind if I seen Flo give up 4-5 buckets. So it got to be either off her or Martin. Both of them got buckets. Talking about, she was guarding the 3. How she going to guard the 3 when she out there with HBL? And then the other 3 girls are taller than her. How she guarding the 3? Make it make sense, Mike. Come on, Mike. Come on. You got Wims out there. You got Morrow out there. And you got Reese. Wims guarding the 3. Wims is not guarding the 2. Come on, man. Come on, man. But yo, respect to Caitlin Clark and her ability to involve everybody, her ability to hit the open player, her ability to hit those bombs. Those ain't the best shots, but those are her shots. You know what I'm saying? Those are her shots. And she came out in the third quarter bombing. Like, let's get out of here. Let's get to the Baja. She ended up 9-for-20 from 3. She take 13 threes a game. So 9-for-20 is just under 50%. You take 20 threes and you just under 50%, man. Think about that. Somebody take 20 threes and just under 50%, bro. That's phenomenal. That's downright disgusting. That's downright not fair. And she not taking your average 3. If she take a 3 close to the line, it's straight water anyway. But let's get to LSU, man. Angel Reese. Beast, dog. This is the one thing I didn't like about LSU. That I respect about Iowa. That I didn't like about USC. That I respect about UConn. If your hot hand and or your star player is getting busy, keep going to him. Angela Reese should not have to keep saying, give me the ball. Give me the ball. Give me the ball. Give me the ball. What? That's automatic. Anytime they get Angel reach the ball in that first half, she was making something happen. You get to on the block, playmaking ability to see the court, hit the open cutter, hit the open girl on the weak side for a nice, you know, uncontested jump shot. When the ball played through Reese, great things happen. But it just seemed like other girls felt like, hey, I got to get my shine on too. As much as people say they don't got an ego, some players got an ego and they feel like they got to eat too, even though they know somebody got a buff rate right now. Can you imagine somebody an hour like, all right, Kaitlyn, you took enough shots. I want to eat too. Man, you better wait. I ain't done with this piece of chicken yet. And then she, you know, twists the ankle a little bit. You can see she was laboring after that. But she had 17 to 20. She was 7 to 21 from the field. A lot of her shots in the second half, like she forced up things because she really wanted to contribute by scoring. And you could tell she got a little frustrated because she didn't know if she passed the ball out, how many more flights it'll take before she get the ball again. And then they started taking, you playing Iowa and you start taking fast shots. Like, why are you playing frantic versus this team? So, salute to Iowa, man. Iowa did their thing. They did their thing, man. LSU, it just wants your day, man. Them bombs do something to you. When somebody hitting them deep bombs, that do something to you. Yeah, we saw that she rolled her ankle by the stanchion in between the stanchion and the photographer. Like, they didn't have a clear camera of her, but you could see that she hurt her ankle. So you could see she wasn't the same. Now, HBL hit the shoulder shrug. It won't Angel. When she hit the three in front of HBL, she hit the Jordan like, what you want me to do? Somebody got a picture of that. She's like, what you want me to do? When she hit the three in front of Angel, Angel just ran down the court like, you know, that's her. But HBL was like, what you want me to do? Oh, here we go. Apologies. I can't let you do that with Juju and USC. The offense ran through Juju. Only her and Forrest played worth a damn. Nah, dog. It's times where y'all don't get Juju to rock. You know, even yesterday, y'all, it was flights where Juju won't touch in the rock. But anytime y'all allow her to touch the rock, good things happen. It ain't a knock. It's just an observation. And it's a true observation. We could go get the game, and I could show you plenty of times where it's a point in games where you got to make sure your star player is touching the peel and they don't touch the peel. She be standing on that left elbow waiting and they go away from her and somebody else take a shot and you see Juju like, damn, dog, let me get that. And then she'll go down and get the rebound herself and then pushing down the court. That's what I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying? Come on, man. Don't get so defensive with USC, man. They weren't perfect. Bro, I don't care about them being top three scoring duos. I said what I said. Make sure Juju keep touching the rock because I was going to make sure Kaitlyn keep touching the rock. UConn's going to make sure buckets keep touching the rock in flow of the offense. There are times you come down with Juju, don't touch the ball. That's not acceptable. That's what I'm saying. You can give me all these stats you want. You know I ain't lying. I'm not like cussing them out and saying they stupid. I'm giving you my observation. Your best player should not never touch the ball when you are moving the ball around on offense. I don't agree with that. There are points of the game where they are the vocal point. If they're a duo, both of them motherfuckers better touch the ball, not just one. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. Because LSU had times where Angel ain't touched the damn ball at all. It was one pass, shot. But anytime you pass it into her, she would get it to somebody else and good things will happen. Even they missed the open jumper. The reaction of Angel having it and having to scramble to the open shot allowed somebody to have an offensive rebound positioning to get the ball if it was missed. See, I'm not crazy. Even Paul C. saw it. Thank you. I'm not going crazy. I'm not lying.
I'm not, brother.
Bro, what did I say in regards to Juju and Forbes? What do you not agree with? I didn't even say fucking Forbes' name. So what are you talking about? I don't understand it. You must be talking to somebody in the chat. You came and talking to me because I ain't never said Forbes' name. I just said Juju got to touch the rock. And if you say they are one of the best scoring duos, if that's the truth, then both of them need to touch the rock. It's no different than the Celtics with Jaylen Brown and goddamn Tatum. Both of them going to touch the rock. If he can't go left, here you go. Here you go, Tatum. All right, give it back to me. Here you go, Kyrie. Here you go, Bron. Take it back. That's all I'm saying. Damn, everything not a personal attack, though, Godfriend. Like, you get like this when somebody talk about your teams, bro. You get really defensive. You really do. You be like, oh, no, you ain't going to talk about us. Like, what did I say? What did I say? Make sure she, like, bro, even Rebecca Lobo said it early in the game. I got all, man, you going to make me be petty, bro. You going to make me make a damn video of Juju not touching the damn ball. You going to really make me do that. And I don't want to do that, bro.
Do it. I'll send you some money on your Cash App. Hey, you know I love the pettiness.
Man.
Before we get back to the real sports talk, I want to address something real quick.
What up?
There's this picture of Caitlin Clark going around with her in a black dress.
Yeah.
And this shit got these niggas in a fucking chokehold. Bruh. Can she ball? Cool. But if y'all gonna let that black dress detract from the fact that she looked like Adam Sandler, I don't know what's wrong with y'all, bro. But continue, Ahmad.
What'd she do to you, man?
Nothing. You know I had to fire a shot.
Hey, Paul C said she looked like Aaron Rodgers. Yo, y'all wrong, man. Y'all wrong, man. Salute to Caitlin, man. Caitlin, keep wearing your dresses and keep them in a chokehold, man. Somebody like it, damn it. Ain't that right, Caitlin? That's what she said. Somebody like it. Remember, Damon Mama, shut up, bitch. Somebody like it. Miss Purdy, you need to shade that right there. But yeah, Godfriend, if you are more than welcome to break down your game versus UConn. And how Paige Buckets was lighting y'all ass up. Yeah, I'm talking shit now, goddammit. She the best goddamn player, goddammit. Don't forget that.
Yeah, she is. People forgot about her last year when she tore her ACL.
There you go. They'll go to USC.
There you go. Analyst. Mr. Emotional.
Listen, so go. First of all, when you yeah. So what I was saying was that.
What was you saying?
That game yesterday. The reason I said what I said, so you said that Juju needs to touch the ball. You do realize Juju took 28 shots yesterday. No, what I'm saying is that the majority of the offense is ran through her, which it is, and more often than not, if Juju doesn't have the ball, Forbes has the ball. What UConn did yesterday was, for the most part, they tried to keep the ball out of Juju's hands as much as possible, which –
they did too, didn't they?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They tried to get the offense through Juju, but Paige Beckers, I'm giving Paige Beckers credit, did phenomenal on the defensive end. Like, I'm not gonna sit here and act like she did.
So y'all can't go set screens for Juju like I would do for Caitlin? They make sure she get the ball.
I know they make sure she gets the ball because, and let's be honest, Caitlin is the primary ball handler for Iowa.
I'm just saying, even when somebody else got the ball and she got to come back and get the ball, they make sure she get it right.
But that's why I say they run, they can run the offense through Forbes, because she can not do the same thing as Juju, but she's also a scorer because her and Juju were literally the only two offensive weapons for USC yesterday. And it frustrated me because they picked the worst time to have to have an off night. So
You said Forbes and Watkins was the best scoring duo or something.
The top three in NCAA. Yes, the top three.
Bro, you had me thinking Forbes averaging 12. She averaged 14 points.
Still top three.
Come on, man. No, I ain't doing not Godfern. Not Juju doing this.
Listen, you don't have to.
Juju averaged damn near 28. So of course, anybody attached to her that average double digits gonna look like a top duo.
27, but who's counting?
What you talking about? I just gave her 28.
Come on, Amar. You know fans are going below V8.
It's 27. And they said at points that they were the top three scoring duo in the whole NCAA. I didn't make that up. That's what was said.
And I'm saying,
I know the points, but I'm just telling you what they said.
No. You ain't getting off that easy. You sharing that shit like we supposed to be impressed because he averaged
Turkish Carol off with that bullshit.
She averaged 14 points, bro. A dude, we bragging about it. Hold on. Juju averaged 27.1, and we bragging about somebody who averaged less than 15 points as a duo. Godfern, we ain't doing that. LeBron and Kyrie, that's a duo. They both averaging 20 plus. That's
sir,
a duo.
I'm just telling you what was said, sir. At the end of the day, they do run the offense through Juju. It's not like Juju is shining away. And like I also stated, UConn played very good defense yesterday to keep the ball out of Juju's hands for most times.
My favorite Bron sexual.
During the game yesterday.
So why was Juju at the elbow like, give me the ball?
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
She's always done that. I would call for the ball.
But again,
like I just said, you can't play great defense to deny her from getting
the ball. Bro, Godfern, respectfully, bro, I'm sorry.
Hold on. UConn went from man to zone and back to man.
Bro, all right, bro. I'm not trying to get all this analytical mumbo jumbo that covers over the real truth because you do this. You get long-winded, and I'm not doing that today. Here's the thing. When Angel Reese was like, give me the ball, we all said you got to get Angel Reese the ball. She like, give me the ball. If Juju's like, give me the ball, you can't say, well, they were playing zone, then they were playing man. Your star player is saying, give me the ball. And you as a fan trying to tell her why she ain't getting the ball.
I didn't say that.
Just give me the ball. Give her the ball.
Ahmad, do you want a bullshit-ass answer or do you want an answer of what I watched during the game?
Bro, this is your team. You're going to give me an apologist answer. I know I'm going to get that from you. The reason why I know that, you got triggered by me just pointing out that USC got to make sure Juju get the ball. Oh, we ain't going to do that with USC. Triggered.
I'm sitting there telling you why they didn't get the ball. You act like I'm sitting there saying UConn didn't do anything. UConn did play great fucking defense. Like, it's not
how you. Hey, let me tell you something, bro. You play basketball, right?
Not primarily, but I have.
All right, so when you play basketball and you want to get your best player the ball, guess what's the easiest thing to do? Dribble handoff to him. Like what Draymond do to Steph Curry? Hey, Steph, you want to get the ball? Dribble handoff. Here you go. Hey, come back, get the ball, Kalen. Dribble handoff. And you know what's even better? Since this is a duo, even though somebody averaging less than 15 points is a damn duo, I ain't never heard that shit before in my life. I'm sorry, bro. But whoever talk about that, Juju is a scorer. She ain't no fucking duo. She averaging 27. Somebody averaging 14 ain't no duo. Just like me having 10 picks and the opposite corner got three. And since that total is the tops in the league, they saying, oh, we the best duo. No, motherfucker, I'm the duo. I got 10. You got three. I got 27. You got 14. And we're a duo? There ain't no duo.
Petty Hawk coming out.
Come on, man. And you regurgitated that to me.
What else she do? Cause does she average a double double? Because she can average 14 and 14 and 6 or something like that. That would make them a duo. I'm glad you asked that.
She averaged 14 points, 3 rebounds, 3 assists.
They're not a duo.
Because Juju averaged 27.
She did two together.
Since she averaged 27, you add two together, and that two together averages more than that two, and then that two. Duh. That's like Caitlin Clark. Look, you lucky Caitlin Clark ain't got nobody. I'm gonna be petty. I'm on my shades at. God damn it.
Why are you looking that up, right?
Hold on. Caitlin Clark and homegirl Hannah Stilecki, she averaged 13.8. Caitlin averaged 30. They had better duo than Juju and Forbes.
Oh, man.
Am I lying? Caitlin averaged 30. She averaged 13.8. Ain't that more than 27? And a little bit less than 14. Guess who a better duo? But do we ever say Caitlin's a duo with somebody? Hell no. Why? Because we know ain't no duo, right? But God fearing tried to fool us because somebody on TV. He tried to fool us. He pissed off. That's why he cut his camera because he's mad at me.
I'm doing DoorDash.
All right, my bad. You're right. I apologize.
Listen, in the good sense of content, I understand, bro. I get it.
Hey, man, I'll just fuck with you because Steve's told me to do it. I'm just letting you know Steve's told me to do this, bro. Because he said, Kate Martin averaged 13. They're a trio. You got somebody averaging 13, 14, and 30.
I mean, they're good. They still a good team, though. They're a good team. USC's a good team.
Like I said last night, we got Juju for another 2 to 3 years. We got the number one recruiting class coming in next year.
Hey, hold on. Respectfully, now let me cut you off. Hey, Paul C., as a friend, can you please not say that guy name associated with me ever again? That's a violation, okay? I look like him no more. Please don't do that to me no more, okay?
Hey, yo.
I am not Sean that guy no more, okay? I went to the ABC store and I had to put the Ciroc back because I just felt bad for buying Ciroc.
Damn.
But yeah, Godfrey, I'm only doing this because Steam said you was ducking him. So I'm just being a good friend.
Ducking him, sir. So Steam didn't hit me up until about 12:30 this afternoon.
He said you did the same when they lost.
Yeah, because he was talking shit to somebody else. So why not?
He said you waited, so he did the same thing. Don't shoot the messenger.
What did I duck? Because as soon as you at me, I added you back, sir.
No, I did say that, though. I did. In that space, I said, yo, one thing about Godfriend, if you at him, he's going to respond to you. And you immediately did respond. So you made me look good. So I appreciate you.
No problem, man. Anytime.
Yeah, because I said, bro, I'm pretty sure I bet some money. If you at him, he going to respond quick because he do that. And you responded quick to him like, oh, okay, this is what we doing.
Listen, man, he interrupted my nap time. That's the problem.
Hey, yo, Sam, Paul C. said where the BD's at.
Nah, but on a real tip, no Diddy.
Yeah, break down the game for me, though, bro. I started playing 2K.
Listen, Paige is one of those. Like, she, that fourth quarter, she said, give me the ball. I'm going to take this game over. And that's what she did. Granted, Juju did have a personal little 12-0 run herself, but she was going buckets for buckets with Paige until, like, midway through about midway through the fourth quarter when Paige, and I will say this, locked her down. She locked her down defense. She did. She had about two blocks on a couple of possessions on Juju. So yeah, I gotta give, like I said, I give credit, all the credit to UConn for what they did last night.
They said we couldn't hear you. What'd you say?
Are you muted? That's why.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, you muted on this side.
He about to say something slick.
On the app. Let me unmute. There you go.
No, I was telling her, Paul, see, my mic works.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Where is, where is the Czar at?
He trying to get that fake mic fixed.
I will shout out to Mike. Mike did say, Mike Taylor, he did say, he did break down Caitlin's tendencies yesterday on the show, and we kind of like say, yeah, whatever. When we're trying to hear that, when he was talking about she go left when she about to shoot and all that shit. So salute to him for that.
Hey, you know what's crazy? I was at the Pelicans Suns game last night, and everybody was watching the games on their phone.
Word?
Yeah.
That's dope.
I watched Devin Booker drop 52, but I also watched LSU, Iowa, and then started watching UConn and USC on my phone. So it was a pretty good night for basketball.
So with that being said, bro, because I only want to be on the hour, so I got 20 minutes. Hold on, Steve want me to send him the link. He want to talk to you. Do y'all feel like Angel Reese just? Because she can stay at LSU another year. Do you think she should stay? I think she got to get the hell up out of there, man. Like, it's time, bro.
She can stay. I don't think – because I do think she can still make the money from that she's making now with the NIL through the endorsements that she has when she gets to the WNBA. I don't think it matters where she's at. She's still gonna make money regardless.
Yeah, thank you, brother. Because a lot of people think her NIL money just gonna cut off as soon as she leave LSU.
I would say she needs to stay.
Damn, you wanted to stay for a fifth year?
She's an education, brother.
Yo, what's up, y'all? Hey, yo, man.
My favorite pronsexual.
Hey, hold on. Give me a sex, man. I don't got long, said. I'll come back on tomorrow and we can talk. Yo, ma'am, you there?
Yes, ma'am. I am here.
You here? How about that ass whooping y'all got last night? You was talking all that shit about Duke, and then you wasn't worried. And PD came in there and put her foot right in all up in Southern California's ass.
It took another team doing what you're
all up in it. It took another team for you to come in my fucking mentions and talk shit. You should have minded your goddamn motherfucking business, and we wouldn't have been here. But instead, you had to get in another man's business. So you know what? I had to give a shit a little bit more about a basketball game that I already didn't give a shit about. I like watching basketball, you know what? But I had no stake in this game last night. Not a goddamn stake. Until you opened your goddamn big fucking mouth and wanted to talk shit. I'm glad Duke won, because I don't like Duke. Well, I'm glad USC got a fucking ass whooping at the hands of Payne, because the USC fucking sucks.
Yeah, we're better than Duke.
You finished in the Elite Eight. Man. So did we. You didn't do anything.
That's fine. Y'all didn't.
That's fine. What the fuck do you gotta say?
Why are you so emotional about it? It's just the game.
Oh, now it's the emotional talk. When you got in business that you had no business being in, and now you're being held accountable for that bullshit.
I'm accountable. I'm not mad. I told you.
No, you're upset.
You want me to be mad, but I'm not, ma'am.
You're upset. It's okay. I get it.
Why would I be upset?
I get it. Because USC basketball sucks. USC football sucks. USC women's basketball sucks. You got Caleb, and you still couldn't do shit.
You're right, because our defense sucks, sir. What are you talking about? I've admitted that,
too. Oh, my defense sucks. Da-da-da. Bro, y'all fucking suck. Your football team sucks. You went to the Super Bowl, lost that one, too. I hope that one hurt.
Wait. This is a Commander fan who
I am a Commander.
Year 33 of not winning shit. But you're talking to me.
Year whatever the fuck you just said, sir.
sir, you're 33 years.
About to make me miss my goddamn exit and shit.
It's not my fault. Most hey, Spain,
I'm listening to Ted. Come on over here, brother. Okay.
But yeah, like, all you did was all of this bullshit. All you do is shit talk, and none of your teams back it up, bro. All your checks bounce. Every single check you've ever had is fucking bounced. The San Francisco 49ers are winning the Super Bowl. That check bounced. I'm not worried about UConn. That check bounced. Caleb Williams and the USC Trojans are national champions. That check bounced. The Lakers are doing this and that. That check bounced. All of your checks bounced, dog. All of them.
Stain.
Yes, it was
Stain. Hey, Stain, you want to know another check that bounced?
What's up?
You want to know another check that bounced?
What's up?
LeBron having a positive win percentage in the finals?
But fuck you, I.
Look, here, I got another thing for you. Hey, did you know that LeBron is going to set history for a third time this year?
I don't give a damn.
Uh-oh.
Something about
the play-in. Uh-oh. Here it comes.
It ain't the play-in.
Look, he's already the leader in most points scored. Did you know that he's also the leader in most turnovers? And guess what?
Oh, he's going to take that from Kobe?
Yeah. And look, he's also going to take something else from Kobe. Most missed shots.
I was about to say something real fucked up. I had to remember where I was at, and I can't do that on the air.
Hey,
I had to remember.
Three times a charm.
You'll do it on a space later. I had to remember where I was at.
Do it on a space later. It's crazy.
I had to remember where I was at.
Hey, look, that's
I was about
why
to have Bron, people listening mad as shit, Ahmad.
And look, and that's why Bron sent Bron.
Yeah, you about to have people mad as shit. I would stop, dog. You know what he doesn't have?
Look, that's why. That's why Bron sent
him. You know what he doesn't have over Kobe?
The University of Sucking Cock.
You know what else he doesn't have over Kobe?
Yeah,
he doesn't have the same amount of what, he doesn't have the same amount of allegations with white women as Kobe does.
Oh, look, now you want to go personal. Now let's keep it on the court, nigga.
No. Hey, listen, I don't know. He was real close with Jeannie and Ms. Rambis. That's all I'm saying.
Okay, I mean, you know what allegations I'm talking about, though?
Hey, listen, again,
Savannah, yo, God-fearing, you do this thing a lot? God-fearing. You do this, I got another 2 minutes before I'm at my destination. You do a lot of things, you do this thing we like to call lie a lot, right? Because the allegations I was talking about was not being with a white woman, all right? Those are not the allegations. You knew exactly what I was talking about, and you tried to, like, spin the bullshit and do some other bullshit with it. You're not me. I can do that. You're just not good at it.
To you.
No, my bad, Paul. My bad. That wasn't no Diddy moment.
I hate say, yo. Say, where you been at, yo?
Working my ass off, Paul.
Hey, yo, y'all like this all black mansion by Trippie Redd?
No. That shit is ugly.
So, hey. Steam, what other history is the bum gonna set this year?
He's a bum.
Don't get into it with him.
I'm not. I just got a question. I ain't really saying much. Say, I missed you guys, man. I ain't been around for a while. What? Could you remind me where your hate for LeBron comes from?
I don't hate LeBron. I hate.
Yes, you clearly do. You just called him a bum. You do hate him.
Anthony, is just like the Cowboys. Nobody hates the Cowboys. They hate the fans.
Oh, God. Hey, well, that's not true.
I hate the Cowboys. They hate the fans because they put their team on an imaginary pedestal that they.
What team? What fan base doesn't? Who's your fan? What's your team? The Bucks. And listen. That's a goddamn lie. Because if you go to Tampa right now, I think you're in Tennessee right now. But if you go to Tampa right now, You'll see Buccaneer fans walking around still talking about the Super Bowl that they won a couple years ago. Shit, they still talk about the Super Bowl they won in the early 2000s.
2 months ago,
you know,
everywhere.
But Anthony, we won two championships since y'all won one.
I think we're on a little bit higher pedestal than y'all.
No problem. That sounds dumb. No, it doesn't. Y'all also been more sorry as well. I was about to cry. I don't even want to curse. Y'all, but y'all been
curse. We passed the limit. You can curse.
I'll say it.
Y'all been more shitty than the Cowboys too.
But to answer your question, I don't hate LeBron. I hate his fans. You're just like the Cowboy fans. Okay.
So what about Jordan fans?
He is one.
I'm not a Jordan fan. Look, I'll put it out here. Kareem is my goat.
Oh, here we fucking go.
Wes, what's good, my guy?
I hate you old motherfucker sometimes, man.
You young motherfucker, get that green shit behind your ear and grow up, nigga.
Old motherfucker sometimes, man.
There you go. Yeah, now you can see him, Steam. Yeah.
He
was hiding the whole time. Internet service is just as shitty as all his fucking takes are.
Oh, man.
No, not hiding, sir. I'm actually working.
Yeah, he working right now.
Oh, he DoorDash.
Yeah, I'm DoorDashing.
Wait, Jordan fans don't talk that. Oh, Jesus Christ!
Oh yeah, Jordan fans don't talk. They only respond.
Hey, all right, I'm out on this conversation. I got to my.
Hey yo, y'all can't. Yeah,
y'all have a great day.
I'm a fan of both guys. I'm a fan of both, but
on the internet. Thank
I just want to say shout out to Russell Westbrook because on this day, 5 years ago, he had the 2020-21 game.
Yeah,
he had the 2020-21 game for Nets.
Yeah, 20, I think it was 21 rebounds and 20 assists or something crazy like that. Yeah.
Yeah, man. Never forget Brody's that guy, man.
I agree. So I got a question for you, Hawk.
Yes, sir.
I ain't trying to be funny. I know I ain't been around. I ain't seen you in a while.
Yeah.
Stephon ain't been here.
Man, you make Stephon mad at me, dog. He don't talk to me right now.
Hey, didn't you make a post about him owing you some money from?
Yeah, and I retweeted it, thinking it was funny, just joking. Man, he got mad at me about that.
I was. You know, like, so
this is the crazy part. I lost a bet to him, and this nigga was down my throat. Pause about that damn little kissing ass 25 hours.
Let me tell y'all something real quick. This is the last I'm gonna speak on it, right? This is the last I'm gonna speak on it. Because you don't do people that's supposed to be your boys like that. So I'm gonna tell y'all what the bet was. The bet was before the season, we bet 500 a game for the Cowboys and the Eagles, right? 500 per game, and then we bet, $500 for the division. If neither one of us won a division, the bet is null and void, right? That would be $1,500. So you got a chance to win $1,500 one way or the other, right? So I don't make bets that I can't pay. That's the first and foremost thing. Like I've seen people get.
That's why I said pause immediately after I said
that. Yeah, you did take down my throat though, but I don't do it no more because of Sean. I don't do that no more.
Yeah, so it was, yeah, y'all know the Eagles started off hot, right? And so when they beat us the first time in I think in November,
yeah,
he inboxed me, yeah, yo, you better, you know what I mean, you better get ready. But we had agreed to pay at the end because, you know, we played twice. So when we played them, I was at the game, actually, when we played them on Sunday night. And I didn't say nothing until Monday, but I was like, we even now. So it was all about the division. At that time, I think they had a 1 or 2 game lead. So when we lost to Miami, this motherfucker inboxing me. Yo, you might as well send me his Cash App tag in it. Like, send me, you might as well just send it now. And I was like, no. So then they lost to who did they lose to first? Where it was like, oh, it was looking shaky. They lost.
That was that Niners game where they got their ass stomped.
Right.
Philly. Yeah.
Right. Right. There. Yeah. Yep. So they lost to the Niners, but we had a loss after that. So
yeah,
when we lost to Miami, we were down 2 games or something like that, a game and a half. But then they lost. And then when they lost to when we beat Detroit, we were still in it because they ended up losing to the Cardinals.
Yeah.
And no, they lost to the Giants. They lost to the Giants, then the Cardinals, or it was vice versa. Whatever it was, they lost. So when they lost the last game of the season, I let them rock for that next day. And then a couple days later, I was like, hey man, it's time to pay the piper. you know? And he, you know, it was excuses. And I let it, because my thing is this, I money is money to me, right? I think I don't really go crazy off of money, because, but if you communicate and you, I'm supposed to be your guy, you know, we supposed to be cool. Don't try and duck me for no money. You know what I'm saying? And then don't give me no excuses. And then out of the blue, and I ain't going to say it was true or not, but then all of a sudden he had to go to the hospital. And that, you know,
he is like, his health is, he had a health scare.
And I left him alone. I didn't bother him. But when I saw somebody post something about playing spades for money, and he said something on that, and then I inboxed him like, yo, what's good with my funds? And he like, he read it and still ignoring me. I was like, enough is enough. I don't even care about the money. Honestly, I care about the money because it's $500. It's the principle. And that's what I told him. So I would never put somebody on blast over some money, man. But that motherfucker owed me $500.
I'm a little bit more vulgar and I'm a little bit more vicious. I told him I wasn't going to pay him his money. He told me, fuck you. So you know what I said?
What you say?
I told him to suck my dick with your mother's lips and come get it back in blood.
Hey, wow. Wait. Hey, I think it's time it's past my bedtime, y'all. I think I gotta go. Oh my God.
Yeah. Most intense. Degree, like, 72 hours.
Like I said,
Hawk,
when I
say
I'm ready to fight.
Man. And you know, here's the thing. Hey, he told me that, and I was like, all right, so it's on site or whatever. On site to fight. Not.
Damn.
No. If he was to tell me that,
wait a minute. When they get there, that's why I was like, hold on, y'all.
No. I ain't fighting nobody all over no daggone $500.
Yeah, that's why I was like, damn, I ain't know about that.
I'm not fighting.
He did feel some type of way that I shared it. And after at first I thought he was joking, then he was serious. Then when I thought back, I was like, if it's really serious, like A Square is saying, yeah, I shouldn't have like retweeted it, laugh. I should have just been like, yo, dog. Like, I should have just sent it to him and be like, hey, dog.
He got the message.
I didn't put him on Front Street with Beam. I was just always hit him up like, hey, dog, Beam looking for you.
Oh, Beam money too.
God. They got that resolved though.
Y'all want to hear something funny?
Damn.
So during the time that he owed me the money, right? The show popped up, right? So I didn't say that, and I never said anything about it. I just popped up. I don't know if y'all realize, right? I popped up, and that motherfucker turned his camera off, and then he inboxed me like, "Yo, I got you." La da 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 da. And I said, I didn't say a word about it. I didn't inbox him about it, but I came up on here, and then he was like, you know, I mean, man, I wish him the best, man. I wish him the best. Just pay me my money, man, and all is forgiven.
Forgiven. I got your black ass up here. How is weed not a black people program just only play baseball, football, and basketball?
Oh, man.
No, we not. That's not true.
No, to answer his question, because I always play what I saw growing up. Like, I played baseball. My dad played baseball. My cousin played baseball. Mm-hmm. So I saw baseball being played. So I played baseball. But if they ain't around you, like, the neighborhood we live in, they play soccer. So my son plays soccer. Like, he never picked up a bat. So that's from my perspective. Yeah. So
y'all rich.
I was just sharing my thoughts. That's why when you said what you said, I was like, I can't say he wrong, because if that's what you feel like and you got proof, that's what it is, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I was just saying, we usually play.
Look, I'm going to tell you, and Cam can tell you too.
Yeah.
We grew up in the upper middle class neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
Predominantly black, 90%. All you seen up and down the street were footballs and basketballs. Mm-hmm. It took my father to put a golf club in my hand to go explore.
Because they're expensive.
Well, I tell you why, Tuset, and again, you could be right. I'm just saying, like, from my adolescent, like, when you say let's go outside and play something, the easiest thing to do is play basketball or play kill the man, or people call kill the queer or hot ball. My mom was dating a baseball coach, Coach White, and we would play pickup because we could get the bats, the gloves, and the ball. Like, we had the equipment. Now, was it you know, janky promotions playing pickup baseball? Yeah, but we had the equipment. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I said you use what's around you. So I'm not saying you're really wrong, because it do make sense of saying play these two sports because it's the most convenient thing. So you do got to step outside the box. You
know what I'm saying? Can I say something to that? Can I say something to that? Like, I think that because baseball is probably as inexpensive as basketball and football, right? Right. So what I'm saying is, because like in the hood, right, you'll find some shit to make it. You can get like a stick and play and use that as a bat. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Right. So you'll get a stick and shit. I remember when I was a kid, we used to before we actually found like baseballs, we used to play with rocks.
Yeah.
It wasn't the most convenient thing, but we had fun doing it. And I think the main thing is when we was out of the house. We wasn't just in the house playing video games and shit like that. Yeah, but
yeah. Double A, you can't say the hood, because me and Kev, we're outliers. I just told you.
Because you said you was playing golf at a young age.
No, he said his dad put the golf.
His dad, but
man, we played putt putt, not even knowing we was playing golf. We always went to putt putt.
So my dad bought me a set of golf clubs, and he would take me golfing.
Oh, he bought your entire set, huh?
Yeah.
Wow.
Lucky.
Well, listen, and it's crazy because I gotta find them because I'm left-handed, and don't too many places sell or have left-handed.
Oh, you a lefty dog?
Yeah.
Okay, now it makes sense.
You know, I think backwards.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Oh, left-handed people are usually very thorough in when they explain things. Like, anybody that's a southpaw, listen to them talk. Like, they in depth when they talk. That's why LeBron asks like that. LeBron is a lefty. He's a natural left-handed person.
Hey, I like how he broke down the offense that Spoelstra
and Chris Bosh. Yeah.
Yeah, I like how he broke that down.
My bad, said. I know you don't want to hear nothing good about LeBron right now.
Don't be like that, man.
He gonna keep it consistent. He not gonna waver. I don't give a fuck, nigga. Y'all wait until I'm not here. I ain't trying to hear that shit.
So,
get away from that man, Frank Stan, please.
Whoa, you gotta relax.
You didn't know how to answer that.
Because I'm a fan of Jordan. That's why I'm confused on. I got more Jordans than I got LeBrons. I'm a fan. You don't even remember. He asked me so many questions, or he don't even remember. He asked me who I think is better, and I told you I'm Jordan.
Yeah. Remember when Mike was getting emotional that episode when I was talking about Luke?
Because I was on my way to practice. I was like, I think that they're both great. I like to enjoy the greatness. And you said, who do you think is better? I still said Jordan was first.
So cut it out. That's what you did.
Nonetheless,
and study your wishy-washy ass. Who better than you? Wishy-washy. Cowboys.
Hey, yo, let me see the that Tampa hat to the left of you. The blue.
The Cowboys are better than the
Eagles. That Tampa hat right there, the blue one. Is that a 10? No, go to the left. Yeah, that one. Yeah, that joint clean. Is it blue or black?
This is black. A pink bottom.
Damn, and you got another one behind it. How many hats you got in each little?
That joint trash. Nah, that joint is tough.
Hey, God dang. Say, you could never go broke, bro. Because they appreciate
all like, that. That's all Tampa right there? That's all Tampa?
Nigga, this whole row is a Tampa.
Hey, oh, what's up, Zaw? What's up, brother?
What's up, bro?
Looking like a weak ass MC science teacher.
No.
Oh, look at that hat.
Spare me the VH1 jokes.
Ahmad, on everything I love right now, that man look like Scarface.
Mr. Scarface.
Nah, he looks like Dame Dash. He don't look like Scarface. He look like Dame Dash.
What's that on your hat, man? What's that inscribed on your hat right there?
That's a Just Don hat.
How you
stumble upon that hat? Because you didn't know what you was buying.
Yes, I did. Well, Jacksonville didn't know. See, I went into they got a place called the Locker Room. It used to be Lids. And they had a clearance sale. Me and Sam be talking behind closed doors. I go in there sometime, and they got some fires on sale. You know what this was?
I'm talking to buy because I have a Tampa one just like that.
This was $13, bro.
Damn. It's worth more than that, though.
Wait a minute. $13 for a New York hat? Wait a minute. But if it was Miami, it would have been $50.
Hey, what you got a little peppermint tie on?
Oh,
no.
Yes, sir.
What you got to say about the game, good versus evil, yesterday, the LSU game? That's the only game people want to talk about. I mean, Godfrey broke down the USC game for us. We appreciate that. But the good versus evil game.
It wasn't good versus evil. Let me hit a Coonan. My bad. Go ahead.
No, I'm about to say, I want to hit a Coonan. I want to see how you're going to attack Angel Reese.
Well, I'm not going to attack anybody first. I'm going to attack the
she
coach.
She fouled out.
I'm going to attack the coach. This was a coaching clinic put on by the Iowa coach. David Slude. Not Slade. Slude Goliath. Okay? First of all, athletically, take your face out of the screen, Ahmad. You're scaring me now, brother. Okay, you're too close, bro. Back up!
Hold on, let me give you Czar vision. Go ahead.
The Czar vision. There we go.
Turn your camera sideways, man.
Yeah. There you go. Thank you, Seth.
My phone won't do what it's supposed to do. Why look like I got one of them big U capping hats on?
But, hey, focus, man. Focus.
All right.
Why your hat ashy?
Oh my God.
LSU coach Milky, need her ass fired.
Chill, Ahmad. That's a habit look.
She let one woman dictate the way she was going to play her game, coach her team. And it was messed up because we are all athletes. If I'm the coach for LSU, we're trapping, we're rushing her. All that dribbling up the floor, behind the back, slow shit she was pulling last night. LSU is too fucking athletic. They didn't play like it, though. You look at that roster. They had track stars. They were bigger, faster, stronger. And you can't control one. Wait a minute. You can't control one player? I'm not saying shut her out, but the point to trap her, to rush her along and throw her game off, and to do that is beyond me. Angel Reese, this is your fault. Take them eyelashes off. We're going to talk about it.
Do it.
What?
Yeah, take the eyelashes off. We're going to take the eyelashes off. Them big.
What does that have to do with playing basketball?
Yeah, we gonna keep it basketball. We took the big ass eyelashes off.
Wait, hold on. So, Czar, wasn't it just yesterday you were talking about how you wanted women to be more feminine, and then
eyelashes don't equal femininity, bro.
They don't equal what?
Femininity. Femininity. Okay. Femininity. What's that word? Femininity. Me. Okay. That doesn't equal that.
You just turned it into red pill.
Just because I don't put a wig on doesn't mean I'm feminine, okay? Let's stop that.
I would hope.
I'm gonna jump in front of the train on that.
Don't that help? Like, never mind. I'm gonna leave.
No, it doesn't. First of all, that was me trolling.
Okay. I see. That's why I said, let me leave that one alone.
Miss Reese, to be that damn tall and that damn big and you not focused?
She won't focus.
Yeah, she won't focus, bro.
But she was playing on a bum ankle.
That don't matter, man.
You 17 to 20, Brody.
Kev, she was playing on a bum ankle and still put up a double-double. What are we
17
doing?
To 20 double-double, too. Not just a regular
double-double. It wasn't a dominant double-double.
Yes.
What are you watching the game?
Yes. Let me tell you.
Bro, she was dominating.
She got her stuff off of bunnies.
Bro, she was dominating though. Bro, I ain't gonna front. She was dominating.
How many steals she had? And she had like two or three steals in the first half.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She was dominating.
Her coach put her in a bad predicament. This is bad altogether, bro. And another thing. What's the rapper? The rapper NIL deal?
Flage, she nice.
She nice. We don't need to hear that after the damn game talking about Angel Reese.
Let's talk about that. I'm glad you here. Rapping, let's talk about
if
that.
If she was not rapping, maybe your ass would have won.
Nah,
bro. That's bullshit because they won last year. They won last year.
She rapped last year and they won.
We got swimsuit models. We got rappers. We got all this stuff going on.
Yeah, how come y'all say this shit about the man? That's some bullshit.
Yeah,
they just beat them. They just beat them last year. What are you talking about?
Hey, I don't hear nothing.
Hold on. But Caitlin Clark is in the little black dress and she in State Farm commercials.
We're not. That's the thing, bro.
Hey, Cam. Wait, Cam. I bet you that black dress turned you on, didn't it?
I didn't see it.
Oh, we did. We know you didn't see it.
I'm looking at my page right now.
Caitlin Clark didn't need to take her look.
Hanging out.
Caitlin Clark didn't need to take her clothes off to get an NIL deal.
Who had to take their clothes off to get an NIL deal? I'm just curious.
Hold on. That sounds crazy.
Who you think of?
Who had to take their clothes off, bro?
Who got the swimsuit issue?
Zara, who had to take their clothes off?
Reese.
Angel Reese did not take her clothes off, nor does she have it on.
Who? Use a damn lie, said. You lying on the Cherry Acre name, she took her clothes off.
So you're just saying basketball players shouldn't be doing that because it's other female athletes in the NCAA that did what said.
This is where it comes in on my, where it's called tasteful and disrespect.
You're saying an American girl can't do this.
I didn't say that. You said that.
I'm just asking. That's what you're implying. I'm asking you.
When you're the bad guy,
as an African American female, you can't do that, right? Is that what you're saying?
Can you answer the question?
Can you answer my question? Don't gloss over it.
Say it one more time, Mark.
As an African American female, they can't take their clothes off to make money.
Not playing a bad guy, nope.
Okay.
He just had to put that caveat on.
You playing? She said, "I embrace the bad guy role."
Right? Because y'all gave it to her.
No, who was y'all?
You,
okay. The cool. Well, okay, since I gave her the bad guy role, instead of taking your goddamn clothes off, maybe I should have been running.
Clothes.
Maybe you should have been running. And shoot some goddamn free throws and telling your girl to stop goddamn rapping on mixtapes. Y'all ask
and look, and Zar,
this is sad.
No,
bro.
Wait, Zar.
This is so sexist.
Show me a picture right now where Angel Reese is fully naked.
No, I'm not saying she was fully naked, bro.
You saying taking her clothes off? That's
nah,
what
she was. They're scantily clad photos.
So can I tell you? Can I? Can I tell you something?
So basically, Cam,
you know,
a woman can't take.
My fault, Shay, real quick.
Oh, let me get this off. A woman can't take a picture in a bikini Cam.
Say it one more time, Cedric.
He on some bullshit, right?
No, I didn't hear you. Say it one more time.
I said a woman can't take a picture in her bikini.
Yes or no?
Oh my God.
Yes or no?
Who's that there on that neck?
Her arena is not the bikini route, man. Her arena is not the bikini route. Let's put it like that.
Why? Who are you to say what her route is, though?
It's not her route.
Why?
Why? Why?
Because
why?
Because first of all,
she should shut up and dribble. She should shut up and dribble.
Her aura and her persona doesn't match the energy of a bikini. Like, it doesn't go together. It's like oil and water.
What?
It doesn't match. So
what?
You have a villain. You have someone that's been vilified like Miss Reese. They're waiting for you to fail. And that's what happened last night. She failed. They're gonna bring up the video. They're gonna bring up the bikini picture.
So if you win, it doesn't matter. If you win, it doesn't matter.
It still matters. I don't like that.
Then why didn't you say that last year when they won the championship?
You in college. You're not.
She's a grown woman. So she's what? Not. Yes, she is.
If she was grown, she wouldn't be playing for. She wouldn't be playing college basketball right now. She'd be the WNBA.
Are you serious right now?
I'm dead ass.
So, okay then,
Kev. We can say that you weren't grown when you were playing semi-pro football.
How old is Angel Reese?
22.
Barely 22.
She's grown.
Okay, she's grown. She's grown. Okay, my bad. Let me retract that statement.
You thought she was 18?
He thought she was Juju.
She looked like she's not 22.
He thought she was Juju.
She's 21. She'll be 22 next month.
Well, her body needs to catch up. Put it like that.
What do you mean? Are you serious right now? So now you body shaming? Now you body shaming?
I'm body shaming. Yes, I'm body shaming. Yeah.
Wow.
I'll take that.
Misogyny.
Damn, Kev. I never thought she'd bring you out like this, bro.
We just gotta hold you accountable now, right? Because at this moment right here, you're telling us all these bad things about this young lady, because she lost a basketball game. She can't do swimsuit. She can't get paid to do swimsuit editions of Sports Illustrated. She can't have eyelashes on. It's because of her genetics. She can't be skinny. She has, you know. So all these are all the things you said that her body needs to catch up. She can't. She's taking her clothes off, even though she has on a swimsuit. And what's the other girl's name that goes to LSU? Liv, whatever the highest grade. Yeah, she's pretty half naked at all times, right? She makes more money than Angel Reese. She makes more money than pretty much everybody except for Shador. So address her. Tell her that she can't dress scantily and be in magazine. She's white, by the way. But it's okay. So it's okay for her to do it, but not Angel Reese. Cause why? Cause she plays basketball. Cause she's black. Right? Please? Sure.
If you want to be a slave to the unit, go right on ahead.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
You're being a slave to the unit. Hold
up. Hey, nah, I got a question.
You're being a slave.
They're pimping you. Okay.
In bad taste.
Did you have a problem with Angel doing the wave off to Caitlyn last year?
Mm-mm.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Mm-mm.
All right, I can't follow that one. I know I was going with that one, right?
Yeah, I saw where you was going. The thing about it is, with that, man, I mean, that's sports. I like that. Wave. I thought it was nice. I said, okay, they waving and all that stuff. And
are they waving hello to her? That's what you got.
But Kev, I will say this though, Angel Reese is a lot better than Shakari Richardson because Angel Reese doesn't beat on men.
Ahmad,
I ain't get no pushback.
That.
That's
what you know is
true. That's for you. Get no pushback
because you. I knew where he was like going. Shakari.
I do, but I can't argue with that.
Yeah,
he hit a man.
So hold on. Give me the other. What happened now? I might have missed that one.
She got a couple of charges for domestic abuse against some men. Not one, not two, but I think three separate.
Is it alleged or
no? The actual charges, and she was found guilty. I did my research.
Okay. There you go.
Okay. Well, I mean, she needs to be. She ain't said so. And so in that situation, she needs to be held accountable. If that's the case, yeah, keep your hands to yourself.
You look awesome.
But Nike gave her the money. Give the bag.
Yeah. No, I'm gonna be like, hey,
bag.
Double A. I'm gonna be like, fuck that bitch, dude.
Nah, I got three sisters, a mom, and three daughters. I ain't calling no woman no bitch. I'm sorry. That's just my. I don't call. I stay away from that. That's just me personally. It's a free country. You're more than, I mean, shit. You know, Zara on here, being super misogynistic. So I mean,
but that's the problem, man. We scared to say what's really on our mind.
No, we're not.
We want to sway. We want to go with the ocean of emotions.
No, Zara, you are king of saying you got to know how to play the game. You always say that.
Yeah, true.
So you can. You're not always going to say what you want to say, though.
On my mind, I'm like, yo.
No, you don't, Zara. You don't. You don't. No, you do not.
Hey, Zara. What's in my pro team that you play for? Why are you laughing?
He's got to think about it.
Because the one I'm gonna name it. But the thing about it is, we were like nationally ranked.
Oh my god! All these damn goddamn caveats, man. Just say the name.
Oh, First Coast Generals, man, and the River City Commandos. All
right.
You heard of them before, bro?
No, that might have been before my time.
Wait a minute. You play football?
Yeah.
What? I play football. Yeah, I play football. I coach football.
What you know about the semi-pro game though? Like,
I am the man in the semi-pro game.
Talk to him. Yeah.
You want me to go grab some trophies and rings for you?
Ooh, talk.
But I'm gonna ask this question. What state division did you play in?
I play 3A, and I'm in Virginia.
Oh, that don't count.
What?
That don't count.
Did you play
spring, summer, or fall?
I've played all of them, actually. But I started out, when I started playing, I played in the summer.
Okay. That's respectful. Yeah. Okay.
And then, but summer is like almost non-existent now. There ain't really no leagues in the summer like that.
Yeah, summer dudes be either relaxing or doing flag. I get you on that one.
Yeah. Times have changed. Now, but what state? Because you said Virginia don't count. That's a lie, but
I mean, what state were you? Florida, you heard of the Magic City Bulls?
The Magic City Bulls got smoked by a Virginia team two years ago. Man.
Their time is past, bro. Like if you Google Magic City Bulls, shout out to
I go to them.
Fat Joe's little brother used to play on them.
What?
Yeah, Fat Joe's little brother used to play on Magic City Bulls. Got like 10 rings, bro. The Magic City Bulls was that team, bro. For like 20 years.
Who has that nickname? What city has that nickname?
Magic City?
Yeah.
Miami.
Oh, okay.
No, they was legit. So bro, see you're coming right now, you're looking at the semi pro game. The semi pro game is dead.
It's not dead, it's just different.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, absolutely. I started in 2008, right? I started playing in 2008. By 2015, 16, 17, it started changing. After COVID, it's been different. I just leave it at that. Because I just leave it at that.
Well,
it's different.
What you're not going to say. First of all, the dudes I played with, I've been playing since 2000. When you say when we look at your resume and we ask you, you're a teammate, hey, where did you play? Oh, I played high school, I played college, I played some pro. We can tell. But you got cats out here lying saying I played college ball and your skill level looks like it's still on high school, dog. I can see.
But you do.
I can see it.
I mean, you get away with it. That's all I'm saying.
Stop, bro. You know, I had to work out with the Giants. Stop playing, bro.
Yo, bro, you gotta stop.
Come on, man. Nah, but look, Hulk. So, Hulk, I know you cover UVA. Do you go on the road? Are you gonna go on the road this year?
Yeah, I went on the road last year. I didn't go.
No, but are you going this? Are you going this year coming up? Are you going to South Bend?
Ooh. Oh yeah, I already been to South Bend.
No, but are you going this year? Damn it.
Yeah. Why?
Notre Dame gonna beat their ass.
I mean,
my nephew plays. He goes to Notre Dame. And one of the guys that actually played on my team, his nephew transferred from UNC to UVA.
Yeah, we got Chris Tyree too, who came from Notre Dame.
Chris Tyree, yeah, Chris. Yo, and so you want to hear something funny? My nephew, he said covering him in practice, he's by far the fastest person he's ever covered in his life.
Yeah,
yeah. I mean, seeing him in person, that's like, that boy is fast. Yeah. That boy, but no, he's and I do like what UVA's done this season. This offseason, I should say, with the transfer. I tell you what, if they ain't got nothing else, they got receivers.
Again,
I gotta stop you on that, bro.
Wait. Hey, Kev, I just tagged you with something. Go look at it on Facebook real quick.
Huh? Bro, if I do that, my phone's gonna crash, man.
Huh?
Hey, you make all that money DJing, and you still ain't got you a damn
iPhone. That's the thing, dog. He don't make no damn money.
Hey, you know,
I'm rich. Look, I'm rich in experience, but like
that. I'm just messing with you, Kev, man.
Hey, you notice he ain't got his mic, too, right?
Yeah, bro.
And you notice the audio quality has been awesome, too.
Been working. But now, shout out to UVA football, man. Hopefully, they'll get the ship turned around.
Thank you, brother, man. We appreciate you, man.
Yeah, man, because I can't even, like, the Florida Cats, they talk bad about y'all, man, bad.
We welcome them, man.
I'm like, Virginia Tech.
Virginia Tech don't got no room to be talking.
Well,
they said I can't see because I'm designing something, but I know where you're going with this, too.
Said ain't on screen. He ain't on camera.
Oh, he not? Ooh. Okay. Because I know where he going with this because he like Tech.
So let me ask y'all a question, right? What is the problem with you know, UVA and Virginia Tech? Why are they missing out on so much in-state talent? Why are they allowing all these guys to go to all these other schools, the Texases, the Alabamas, the whoever, Florida, Miami, whatever? Why are they missing out on all this in-state talent? Oh, go ahead, Zar. I'm sorry.
Two things, and I'm gonna let Ahmad and the rest of the carousel talk.
The carousel. He called y'all horses, by the way. But anyway, all right.
To me, it's both teams are missing that homegrown plant guy. And what I mean by, I think Tech hired, I forgot who Tech has now, but we've been infiltrated by a bunch of outsiders, bro. A bunch of outsiders.
Facts.
Like, what's the dude's name? What's the guy's name that was at Tech? The Spanish dude? The Spanish last name? What's his name?
The last head coach?
Fuentes.
Huh?
Fuentes, yeah.
Yeah. He ain't a Virginia guy. We can hire all these outsiders, bro. Like, if we can get a guy, let's say with Jamie Sharper or something like that, or one of them guys that was niched in UVA history, you know what I'm saying? And just, mm-hmm. just to hit the road and say, hey, trust me on this, I guarantee you it won't turn around 100%, but the product will look a lot better. I don't know what these recruiters are telling these young men, but it's not working. Anytime, like, you got, what was it, Blake Corum?
Blake Corum
right in the backyard.
Yeah, but he went to high school in Maryland, though.
Maryland. Okay, yeah. Still, that's up there by Virginia Tech, right? Come on,
nah,
that's
man.
In your backyard, man.
Yeah.
That's in your backyard. So, I mean, like I said, the recruiter, they got to step it up. I don't know if I don't want them to lie to the kid. You know, I know Clemson and Michigan are giving them a whole lot than Virginia and Virginia Tech. Virginia, well, y'all, they can't sell the dream of NIL, the most updated facilities. Virginia can sell you a damn good education. No offense, you know, I'm not trying to be funny, Ahmad, but that's UVA stick. Like Ahmad said,
I agree with that.
Everybody's not going to get in the UVA.
Well, it's just like
because Pac-Man know who you are.
It's the same question. It's the same question Pac-Man that we asked in California, why we were losing so many in-state recruits, especially like the Los Angeles IE area. They were going to like Alabama. They were going to Oregon. I mean, of course, Oregon got 500 different uniform combinations. So I mean, and they have and they're sponsored by Nike. So what kid isn't going to be like, well, damn, I can get all the Nikes I want. I can get all these funky uniform combinations. They're going to Alabama because Saban's like, look, man, I can get your family a nice size house wherever they want, and get you a car, get you the car of your choice, and throw you a little money if you come to Alabama. That's what that was. That's why we were losing in-state recruits to Alabama, LSU, places like that, because they were getting more incentive than staying home. So it's all about what they can get.
Yeah, I agree, right? So I'm going to talk about my nephew real quick, right? So, you know, I'm from Jersey, and he's from Jersey. So, you know, the state college is Rutgers. That's the main. So his junior year, Shiano had just came back to Rutgers. You know, he's like a guy at Rutgers, but so he had just came back. Say that again.
1 second. Fuck Greg Shiano.
Yeah, no, I agree. So, and after you hear this story, you're gonna say it again. So he came to the school. They had just went, like, this is the year after COVID. So he pretty much told them, I'm gonna recruit this whole junior class. We recruiting this. Y'all all gonna get offers, you know, boosting it or whatever. So when the time came around for guys to get offers, like my nephew didn't get an offer from Rutgers. Mind you, he got offers from him and everybody, like Notre Dame, Clemson. Not Clemson at the time. They were late, but Georgia, Alabama, West Virginia. But Rutgers, right there in the backyard, didn't offer him. And out of that whole class, they went to back-to-back state championships. Out of that whole class, one person is going to Rutgers. But you got guys at Kentucky, you got Notre Dame, you got Alabama, you got all these other schools across the country, and they lost pretty much a ton of guys. Like, Rutgers loses a ton of guys to Notre Dame every year. Mm. In New Jersey. So they go from New Jersey to Indiana to play football.
The country.
And yeah, but they get treated like, you know, but regardless, so you wonder why Rutgers is always so bad. Like they're never good. You had a chance to get, you know, to change the program around, and he's stuck on going to Florida. He's stuck on recruiting Florida to come to Jersey. You good?
Can I talk. Okay. I appreciate that, bro. Like, you gave me some insight.
But
there's two things I'm gonna counteract with you on that.
Counteract?
Yeah, I'm gonna counteract. You know what counteract means?
Oh, I gotta close the show. I just realized we 90 minutes.
no offense, but when I think of New Jersey, bro, New Jersey's basketball, and
you're wrong.
No. I'm not saying there's no talent. I'm not saying there's no talent, but compared to the rest of the nation when it comes to football, it's like I don't think of Rutgers as that.
No, you don't think Rutgers basketball sucks too.
But what I'm saying is Rutgers, New Jersey is like a no man's land when it comes to football.
That's a lie too, because
I see why the kids leave. They end up being all Americans at this college, that college. As long as I'm alive.
You know, Saquon Barkley's from Jersey.
Be a one-stop shop.
He don't know. Let him go.
Yeah, you know, there's a ton of guys from New Jersey in the NFL. I don't know if you know that.
Oh yeah. I'm just saying, Rutgers, them staying in though. I don't.
Well, yeah, because Rutgers is
same, bro.
Well, I mean, but that goes to like they're not recruiting well in state. They're just not.
Look, I wanted to speak on Virginia Tech, man.
to me from like the late 90s, because I tried getting in there when I graduated high school. I think the academic levels dropped. And I know these days these kids care more about their education. I actually think that they're going out of state because these schools are offering a better education. And I know Virginia Tech, even though it's supposed to be a polytechnical school,
mm-hmm.
ain't where it's supposed to be, bro.
That's fair. Going to Tech on a Thursday night though.
I've always said UVA has better academics than Virginia Tech.
Damn. Well,
I mean, it's the truth. Czar, you agree with that, right?
Give me like 30 seconds, man. I'll be right back. I'm listening. Hold on, bro.
I do gotta close the show up though. We had 90 minutes. I gotta close the show.
My bad. What's the question, man?
Yeah, UVA had a better academics than Tech.
Yeah, you got Thomas Jefferson. You got the George Washington cherry tree.
Oh my God.
Like, if I had a son. George Washington chopped a cherry tree.
All right, man. We appreciate everybody that tuned in today. This is how we're going to end the show.
UVA. Like,
y'all be good. Y'all be blessed.
He's going to have a good
make
job.
Make sure you're going to look out for more Robert T. Green episodes. Hey, Czar, make sure you check out the Robert T. Green episode part one that's available now on iTunes and Spotify and on YouTube.
Watch that. Hey, I'm going to hit you up after because I got a favor to ask of you.
All right.
All right, y'all.
All right, man. Y'all be easy, man. Peace.
All right.
God fearing, be safe, bro.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.